Sefer Chovis Talmidim, we're in the sixth perek. I'm not sure exactly where we got up to. Does anyone remember the exact Nun Hay on the bottom? The second, the bottom paragraph, we finished. That's why I wasn't sure that little paragraph if we did it or not. We didn't do it? Okay. So in the new printing, it's page Nun Hay. In the old printing, we're in the middle of a paragraph then, on the bottom of Samach Gimel. Velozu Bilvad. In the middle of Samach Gimel, right there, Lozu Bilvad. And we're speaking about over here the problem of the Machla of Yeshus. Machla of Yeshus, people that have ego, people that feel that they have a sense of pride which makes them feel better than the people around them. There's a similar type of idea, which is something which is called narcissistic. Being narcissistic is a person that all they think about is themselves. It's not exactly the same, but it's a similar concept. Narcissistic is a term, a psychological term, that was used for a person that, you know, the whole world's revolving around them. We spoke about last week about that there's a dictionary for terms for psychology, for if a person has any different types of conditions. So there's a dictionary which describes the conditions. Right, and it's not like just, you know, a random dictionary. This is supposed to be a clinical dictionary. In other words, these are clinical terms for clinical issues. So they recently, as of a few years ago, took narcissistic out of the dictionary. It's no longer a word in psychology, officially. Why not? Because this dictionary is for people that have individual issues. There's issues that people go through. But they decided that the entire culture is narcissistic, so there's no reason calling someone narcissistic. It's like saying he lives in this generation. That's really what happened. This is not like a joke. There's no longer a term narcissistic. It just is, you know? So you think about yourself. Everyone's thinking about themselves. That's what... So it's something that we struggle with now, particularly more than in previous generations. There was a concept people used to say, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country. Right? There used to be such an idea where people are not thinking about themselves. They're thinking about other people. They're thinking about... But now, so people are so wrapped up in their self, so it's that whole idea is foreign. And it's important for us to try to break out of that culture. And what it says in the Mishnah, in Pirkei Avos says... Ma'oid ma'oid have shval ruach. A person should be very much a shval ruach. He should be very humble. Ma'oid ma'oid have shval ruach. He should be very humble. And a person has to try to get rid of the geus, to get rid of the gaiva, the pride, or the ego that a person can have. And try to avoid it. Who is a person that is, we would say, the symbol of someone that doesn't have pride? Is Moshe Rabbeinu. If you could think of someone that would have the right to have pride, it would be Moshe Rabbeinu. Lokum bi Yisrael ke Moshe Oid. Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest Navi ever. And it also says Moshe Rabbeinu was the biggest Tzaddik ever. The Rambam brings down that Moshe Rabbeinu is like the epitome. Moshe Rabbeinu is the person who made it. If you speak about someone who made it, it's Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu made it. If that's the case, so then I would think Moshe Rabbeinu would be a proud person. But lo and behold, not only is Moshe Rabbeinu an anav, Moshe Rabbeinu is anav mikol adam. Moshe Rabbeinu is the biggest anav of the entire world. And I don't think it's a coincidence. The Gemara says, kol mokom she'ata moitzi gdulasei shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sham moitzi anvisanusai. Some people that say, v'yitin lecha matzi Shabbos, so you'll see it over there. The Gemara says, anytime you find HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness, right, it's obvious HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, you know, koiches, his strengths, there you also find HaKadosh Baruch Hu's his humility. And visanusoi. And I think that it's not a coincidence. The more anav a person is, the greater he can become. Moshe Rabbeinu was not anav mikol adam in spite of the fact that he was so great. It was because of the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was Anav Mikol Adam that he was able to be so great. That was his greatness. Moshe was Anav Mikol Adam. And I would like to explain, how does a person get Anava? Where does Anava come from? Anava, I heard from Ramesh Shapiro Zalazan Gesund, he said that Anava is Miloshin of Ani. Ani and Anav, very similar words. To be an Ani is to be poor, and to be an Anav is to be humble. Why is that? Because everything an ani has, he gets from something else, someone else. He's being supported by other people. Nothing is his own. If a person is an anav, that means that you realize it's not mine. This is not mine. If a person realizes that everything he has, all his talents, were given to him. It's impossible for a person to have a talent that wasn't gifted to him from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if a person realizes that, then he's an anav. He realizes it's not mine. Everything I have is really from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if a person realizes that, that is the epitome of a person being an anav. Is he realizes, I got everything from Hashem. I remember one time I was speaking to, I was in the car. I might have told you this story before. There's a holy Jew. In Yerushalayim we have these types of holy Jews. He owns a makolet. He's a holy Jew. His name is Yossi. I don't know his last name. Yossi from Ma'al Tafna. What's Reuven and Yossi? Yeah. I might have been Reuven. I don't remember. There's two brothers. The holy Jews. The Svarim. And, you know, they're salt of the earth, but they're such holy Jews. So one time, I think it was actually Reuven. This is the Ma'al Tafna Makolet. It's up on the corner over there. Anyway, one time he was giving me a ride. I guess because I was going, I had some groceries. He had a nice car. So it was a nice car. So I said to him, "Auto chadash, ze shalcha?" He said, "No, ze shal balabait." It's the person who owns the makolet. I said, "Ata lo balabait shal makolet?" I thought you own the makolet. It's Yossi. Ani lo balabait. I said, "As mi lo balabait? Wo balabait." But he said it like so, it was so genuine, that he got me. You know what I mean? It was like, Zesha Balabait. It was like, what? You're not the Balabait? It was that simple. It was that obvious to him. That's a person. Nothing's mine. So, you know, it's a very successful makolet. They're Baruch Hashem, they're wealthy people. It's funny, they own a makolet and they're wealthy, but they are. They're wealthy people. They support a koilo. They hold a koilo. So, a person realizes everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So then, you know, that's anava. Now, and we're going to take this deep, Rabbi Yisai. We're going to take this deep. And this is really something we speak about in the Amunavad, but we'll mention it here. It can go so far that a person can realize that I myself am really nothing. I'm nothing. Moshe Rabbeinu said about himself, "V'anachnu ma? What am I? I'm really nothing. I'm nobody. All I am is really chelak elokam imal. So I'm nobody. We can't take it that far because we say, you know, we like to think of, you know, maybe we're, it's 99%, you know, hashgacha pratis and 1%, you know, there's me. There's got to be this some me over here. I think, therefore, I am. I exist. But no, you're nobody. Moshe Rabbeinu said, "V'anachnu ma? I'm nothing." To the extent that it says, "Shechina medaberes mitoich groinai," which means that he had voices coming out of his body that were not his. Now, if that happened to any of us, we would totally freak out, right? We totally, like, because you disappeared. You're just like, what's going on? Where am I? And Moshe Rabbeinu, There was calm. Nothing happened. Because I'm nothing. All I am is, I'm just a vehicle to try to be Marba Kvod Shemayim. That's all I am. That's the epitome of being an anav. And you know something? When that's all you are, Kodesh Baruch Hu does amazing things with you. Because you're fertile ground for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to, he has things he wants to accomplish in this world. Who's he going to do it with? Who's going to be a shliach? Someone's going to walk around and say, "Oh, it's me, I'm like Mr. Hotshot." Or someone that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "That's my shliach." It's going straight through him. The more of an anav you are, the greater you become. So, we're speaking about a person should be ma'od ma'od shval ruach. V'loy zu bilvad. Not only this. Ela af mishem isgoa neged chaveirov. This is where we're up to, I believe. Even someone that's misgoa against his friends. We were speaking about someone who's misgoa neged raboisav, neged hoiroisav. Someone that's like, you know, thinks he knows better than his parents, thinks he knows better than his rebbeim. It's a very famous quote from there's an author named Mark Twain. Mark Twain wrote a lot about the Jews. He wrote a lot about Eretz Yisrael and about the Jews. It's a very famous quote from Mark Twain. There's another quote from Mark Twain, where she says, when I was a teenager, my father was one of the stupidest men alive. And I'm amazed how much my father learned when I grew older. Right? We think when we're young, we think, I know better, and I know this, and I know that, right? Okay, that's... And that is... That's the audacious. The audacity. The chutzpah. Not only that, even someone that is proud over his friends, he's gaiva over his friends, his peers, because he's more intelligent than them. Some people are proud, and there's no reason at all that they're proud. You know, it's not even have a good reason. Someone came to a rebbe and he said, you know, Rebbe, I have so much gaiva when I daven for the yomid. Because I know everyone loves listening to me daven. So the Rebbe said, just turn around and you'll see you won't have gaiva anymore. Like everyone's sleeping. Like, you think you're so. Some people, they're like fadimians. You know, some people, they talk, I have talents. There's other people, even with Hashem Dover, they stam have gaiva. Rakstam is go. Gamzois tziporne hayetzahara. It's the nails of the Yetzahara. Asher noyatz boy. That he's getting a grip. He's digging into you. Ubenapshon into your neshama. Shmano es devareinu bachor kazeh. Listen. I listen. Kum maher, get up quickly. Chazek v'hitziyam, be strong and get rid of it. Throw that out. Imchos ata al nafshecha. If you care about your nefesh, about your neshama, rachetz, wash yourself, taher, pure yourself, purify. Im einat roitzel lehavish, if you don't want to rot. Because the neshama rots when it has gaiva. Chas v'shalom es kol yimei chayecha, ad oilam, entire for the rest of your life. You don't want to be rotten. Get rid of the gaiva. Lama be'emes tisnasu chaverim yekorim zalze. Why really should we be haughty? Should we have gaiva one over the other? Lama loitakiru et atzmechem. Why do you not see yourselves? Ve'es chavreichem lemalachim tohirim tzivokos Hashem. Tzivokos Hashem. Why don't you see yourself and your friends as holy angels? Tzavos is the legions, the soldiers of Hashem. Asher shalach lo'olam hazeh, sent to this world, l'koivshoi, l'ma'anoi, to conquer it on his behalf. Let's look at ourselves as an army. Let's be part of an army. We're a platoon in the army. There's different platoons. And we're a platoon in the army. You look at yourself that way, and these are the other members of your platoon, it's a whole different outlook. I'll tell you a legendary story. It's a story about Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Kolevsky. Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Kolevsky, those that are in my shir know that I love quoting his sefer. It was put out after he passed away by the Talmidim. He was a masmid, like you cannot, mamish, a masmid from back in the day. I'll give you an example. Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Kolevsky used to be the driver of Rav Ruderman. After Rav Ruderman fired him, so my wife's cousin became his driver. So I asked him once, like, why did Rav Ruderman fire Rav Kolevsky? Because one time they were going to a wedding, and Rav Kolevsky was talking to him and learning. And they missed the exit by like 20 exits because they were talking and learning. Just kept going. He missed the chuppah, he missed the dancing, he missed everything. After that, Rav Ruderman made it. Tonight, I don't speak to my driver and learning. The driver, I don't speak to the driver. He fired Rav Kolevsky, I didn't speak to his driver. That was, Rav Kolevsky was like, he totally in a different place. When he was a masmid atzum. Rav Kolevsky was in the United States Army. He was in the draft, he was in the army. My brother was Rav Kolevsky's chavrus. He said, not in the army, but afterwards, he said Rav Kolevsky used to climb into these huge vats where they keep soup. He would climb into the vat with a flashlight and learn, because you can't learn in the kitchen, but if you're in the vat, no one sees you. You know what I mean? So that's what he was doing. He was like learning there in the vat. Like, he was a masmid atzum. Phenomenal. Anyway, the legend goes as follows. Rav Kolevsky sitting in the front of the Ner Yisrael Beis Medrash. The Ner Yisrael Beis Medrash is a huge, very big Beis Medrash. It's a long room. And he's sitting there learning. And, you know, he doesn't notice anything. And the doors of the Beis Medrash open, and this big black man walks into the Beis Medrash. Big black, you know, a real, no, Kamosha Kosov. And everyone's like, what is this guy doing here? And he walks very purposefully up to the front of the Beis Medrash. And he's a few feet away from Rav Kolevsky. And everyone's like, doesn't know what's going on. And in a loud African-American voice, he says, Kolevsky! And Rav Kolevsky looks up. And it takes him a few seconds. And he says, Robinson. And they hug each other. What's going on? They were in the same platoon in the army. And Robinson wanted to see what happened to Kolevsky. Now, these are people that have nothing in common. Nothing. At all. But somehow, they were like brothers. And they loved each other. Because when you're in the same platoon and you're fighting the enemy, and you're working together, so then it creates a bond. And we're in this together. And they weren't looking at, you know, this cheap Jew or this dumb Chartzo. They weren't doing that. Because we're not going to work. We're working on each other's. Let's try to like build each other. Let's try to work on each other's strengths. Let's focus on how we can help each other. We got to win this. That's what it was. That's what happens when you're in the army. I remember when I was a kid. This might sound crazy to you, but I remember when I was a kid, when I would meet an Arab in America, and I'd be able to speak to him in Hebrew, we were like cousins. It was like exciting. You know, talk about Israel, yeah, it's like, you're like, well, it doesn't happen anymore, I understand that. But it's because there's something that's uniting us. We're united. We're both strangers in this country. We both feel out of place. That's something that can bring a bond. If it could do that to an Arab and a Jew, it could do that to a Rosh Yeshiva and, you know, and Robinson, then it could for sure do that in the yeshiva. The guy's not my type. The guy's not your type. It gets on my nerves. Who cares? What? Why are we being petty? This is a team. We have a mission. We're part of a platoon. We're going to do this. We have to be victorious. And we look past all the little things. And then there's no bickering, and there's no, like, just seeing everyone else for their, you know, just their pettiness. If we have that type of outlook, so then everything changes. That's what he's saying. See us, oh, you and your friends, Malochim Tohirim, Tzvois Hashem, you're the holy angels. You are the soldiers in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's army. Asher Shalach Lo'olam Hazeh Lekoiv Sholemano, Hashem sent you to this world to conquer it on His behalf. Re'una Eloike Hashemayim Va'oretz. Come take a look. Hashem, the God of the heavens and the earth, B'shem Hashem Tzivakos Nikra. Hashem is called Hashem Tzivakos. I didn't say the word. It's really right. It's Aleph, but it's Tzivak. We pronounce Tzivakos. Why? Because we don't. That's the Shem Hashem. Hashem Tzivakos Nikra. That's what it's called. What does that mean? Hashem Tzivakos. Kiloimer. Hashem Shel Hachelos is the God of the soldiers of the army. Who are his soldiers in this world? What are these soldiers we're talking about? That is Shem Hashem. That's something we cannot even pronounce. It's Shem Hashem. You want to know who the army is? You want to know who the Shem Hashem? Who's walking around with the Shem Hashem on him? Chana will tell you. Chana told us b'tfilosa b'shosh espalala. Shayitin Hashem lo ben. She davened Hashem, give me a child. Chana was barren. She had no children. She wanted a child. V'izkira bepam harishayna. She mentioned Hashem tzivakos b'tfilosa. It's the first time we have mention of this. Hashem tzivakos v'chachomenu zechonam v'vacha amru. Gemara in Brachas, Shekivna b'shem hazeh loymer, she meant to say with this name, Ribayna shel oilom, mikol tzivei tzivois sheberasa. All of the armies and the legions of armies that you have created b'oilomcha, in your world, kasha b'eimcha sheyitein li ben echad, I can't have one of them, one son. I want a son, and I want him to be part of your army. That's what she said. Now we know what it means Hashem has an army. Who is Hashem's army? That's us. Yidden. His children. And Hashem, it's Hashem, Hashem. It's Hashem, the name that you cannot even pronounce. Which means that we're walking around with Hashem, Hashem on us. Atem ne'urei u'bachurei Yisrael. You, the young Bachrim, Sivois, Vechelois, Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Atem. You are the soldiers of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You are his army. Uben Echod Mitzvois Elo Bikshachana. Chana just wanted to have one of us. Just one, someone like us. Komo Malocha Bimorim. Like his angels that are up and high. Atem Tahiri HaNefesh Lefanov. You, the Tahiri Nefesh in front of him, the young, the strong. Asher Oilam Lema'anoi Tich Bishu. You have to conquer this world for him. We need Malchus Kvoit Shemayim in this world. V'oiso Yisbaruch Boi Tamlichu. And we have to be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does that mean? Loi Becherev. We're not talking about using swords or knives. Rak beruach Hashem asher bekirbechem. You could conquer this world just with your spirit. Am segula. You're special people. Just with your davening, just with your learning. This week's parasha, this past week, Yaakov Avinu said, Shechem achad alachecha shelokachti miyad ha'amoyri becharbi ubekashti. My sword and my bow, which Rashi Unkelus explained, it doesn't mean that Yaakov Avinu fought with a sword or with a bow. It's referring to his Torah, it's referring to his tefillah, different pshatim, but it's all just with his spirit, with his effort. Am Kadosh Mikem Ta'amidu. You are going to establish an Am Kadosh. Al Yedeichem, through you, as Oyer Yair, Hashem's light will shine, as Oyer Mekdushos Yekadosh. And we're going to be Mekadosh the entire world with this Kedusha. Velomatis Go'u. So why are you being so haughty? Visarchiku Lev Milev. And you're distanced from each other. If we're doing this together, we're all part of this team, so then there's no place for anyone having like gaiva or distance from each other, like being critical of each other. By doing that, we're not getting closer to our goal. If a person has gaiva, so then we're trying to bring a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the mission, okay? We want mission accomplished. So how do we do that? If we're being misguided, it's not helping us at all. Kvar Amar Hashem ala misgoy. Hashem said about someone that's haughty, Ein aniva hu yuchom lo dub ke'achas. I can't even like live in the same place as him. I can't be in the same place. Kilu doichek is ragli shechina. It's like he's pushing away the shechina. A person that's misgoy is haughty, Kodesh Baruch Hu is disgusted by that. Ein aniva hu yuchom lo dub ke'achas. I can't be in the same place as him. The idea of gaiva is covered. He's covered. A person feels that he deserves a certain amount of respect. It's gaiva. Pasuk says, we say in davening every morning, Toiv Yotzar Kavod Lishmoy. Why did Hashem create kavod? Toiv Yotzar. Hashem was Yotzar Kavod. Kavod was created. For what purpose? Lishmoy. Kavod we give to Hashem. People don't take kavod for themselves. Kavod's for kavod. A person takes kavod, so that you're taking from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's like, okay, we can't be here together. This is my covet's for me, not for you. That's what covet is for. Kvod Malchus Shamayim. Okay. Atem Talmidim Tahir Lev. You Talmidim. Pure of heart. Ehevu Zeze. Love each other. His Haru B'Dimriya Mishnah of Ameris. You should be careful for the Mishnah that says, Yihi Kvod Chavercha Chaviv Alecha Kishelcha. You should care about your friend's honor the same way you care about your own honor. Yikavid chavir chachaviv should be precious to you. It shouldn't be that your ava for each other is like forced. You really don't love yourself. Because I have a commandment. I'm instructed to love my friend. So he forces himself. Got to be nice to him, the jerk. But I'm going to be nice to him anyway. Why? Because the Torah told me I have to be. That's not what we're talking about. It's something deeper than that. Like you're being kind, so you can like love him also. That's worth nothing. It's just not going to last because really you don't respect the person, you don't really love him. You're just putting up, you're tolerating. Get it should be a deeper. Realize you all, every one of you, have a mission, and everyone's different. There's certain people that are in the army, so that their job is to be in the Air Force. Air Force takes a tremendous amount of nerves. You have to have very good nerves when you're in the Air Force, for numerous reasons. A person's flying on a plane, so it's very hard to keep balanced and to know what, you know, what is, because if a person doesn't know what he's doing, he can nosedive and he won't be able to pull out. Anyway, kids, there's a lot of different issues that can come up when a person's... Air Force is only for paratroopers, but Bechlal is like a whole different league. Right? And then there's the people that, you know, sit in front of the computers. Those are the brains, right? They don't necessarily have good nerves, but they have brains. Those are like those brilliant people that know how to like crack codes or to make, you know, programs or whatever, and, you know, and don't necessarily have any muscle or might, but then you have the Marines. The Marines are the really strong guys, you know. They might not have much brains, but that's why they chose to be Marines, because they're the ones that usually die first, but maybe no one told them that. But the Marines are, they're tough as nails. Everyone is bringing something to the table. And that's why there's many different divisions in this entire army. We have our platoon, and they have their platoon. But you're not gonna like, you know, start talking down about someone because you need him. Imagine if the people in the Air Force didn't have those guys on the computer that are, you know, creating for, you know, telling them, you know, that there's an enemy that's in, you know, your sonar or whatever in the radar. Well, he doesn't know that because he doesn't know how to read a computer, but they radio in it. So I need you. You need me. If I don't have the Marines, so then I'm gonna, you know, there's gonna be land to air missiles that are gonna shoot down the plane. So everyone needs each other. We gotta work together. Respect that everyone is bringing something to the table. I'm taking care of myself. I don't need that guy. You're not in charge. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends us. You work as hard as you can. Every one of us is going to get bigger and strong. As much as we work, as much as we're modest. We see many times very brilliant people, because that they were so proud and haughty, they ended up going nowhere. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein once told Michal Shurkin, he said, from the Iluyim, we don't have so much nachas. It's not the Iluyim. That's what everyone thinks. Oh, he's the gifted child. He's the one who's going to be, it doesn't work that way. Because those are always the ones that everyone told him from the little, you're going to be great, you're going to be great. So he sat there, did nothing. He goes, oh, I'm going to be great. Okay, I don't have to work. That's always what happens. It's always the one that's like the dark horse. It's working his tail off because he's just trying to like stay above water, and he learned a work ethic and he's working hard and he's pushing himself. Those are the ones that end up accomplishing. Even someone who's already reached there, he's arrived. If he has gaiva, Kadosh Baruch Hu knocks him down. So a number of gedolim that when they were younger they were nobodies. Adire Yisrael begat musam. You never know who's going to be that guy. Who's going to be the one over here that you think he's the no one, he's the not important person. Ended up becoming great. Rabbi Mati, Slozan Gizun, gave me a letter from Beli Weintraub. He said when he was younger, he was maybe Beinoni, probably less than Beinoni in learning. Rabbi Weintraub became one of the G'dayli Chochmas HaEmes from B'nai Brak. Rameir Bronstein. He told me that he heard from someone who was in Reb Chaim Kanevsky's class. You ever heard me say this before? Hachi Garua Bakita. That means the worst kid in the class. Hachi Garua Bakita. Reb Chaim Kanevsky, it is not a gifted brain. He's not. He just works like you cannot imagine how hard he works. But there's all these gifted children. We think, okay, that's the smart guy. You got this guy, it's like, it looks like he's the loser. You never know. He might end up becoming the most successful of everyone. Because he has another. It's definitely modest. The point is, there's no reason to have guy over anyone. Even if you see someone and you're like, this guy is like, he's a horrible person. You don't know what he went through in his life. You don't know what type of baggage he has. You don't know what type of trauma he had. You have no clue. And some people, they don't even want to be bitter or mean or obnoxious, but they're torn up inside. So much pain. And we judge them so quickly as if this guy's like a... We don't know where we would be if we went through their situation. Could be we wouldn't even be here. Can't judge anybody. We don't have to validate what they're doing, but we don't have to judge the person. And try to help build each other. Because Adrabah, if we like see someone that needs a little help, we encourage them and we try to like elevate them, so then the entire platoon takes a step forward. Bez Hashem, we're going to win this campaign.